we go again, here we go again. Here we go again, here we go again. Here we go again, take a breath and hold it in. Turn your head and open it up. I'm going in, some are known to win, others stressing over it. I'm here to let you know that it's done. Here we go again, take a breath and hold it in. Turn your head and open it up. I'm going in, some are known to win, others stressing over it. I'm here to let you know that it's done. I'm learning, every day I'm thinking so much, and I'm burning. Count the ways I'm heating it up, but keep it cool when I get into it and see you through each movement. I need you to get loose so we can do this now. Open your mind and I'll put something nice inside it. I revitalize, I'm feeling like I just might hit. This time I soar deep like the mining story. It might just prove impossible to try and ignore me. Catch, this one is right at your head. I'm undercover like Fletcher, not what you'd expect at all. Goes to show what you've been fed your whole life ain't alright. They put you in them chains early and keep them tight. This is only one chance to see the light. My bleeding eyes never dry. Like a needle from the sky, I will pierce your mind. It's sad enough that half of us are walking around blind like. Here we go again, take a breath and hold it in. Turn your head and open it up.
In studio today with Isaac Deal, also known as ID from Lawrence's hip hop group Archetype, but also pretty productive on his own. Got a new solo record. It's called Avatar Hotel. And also put out one a couple years back with ID and Sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got your hands in a lot of honey pots here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess so, in a way.
Yeah, which is a good thing. You know, take advantage of that low cost of living, right?
And exactly.
Stay productive.
Yep.
How long have you been hanging out in Lawrence these days? I mean, you've been here since...
I've been here since 2000, so almost 8 years, yeah.
Cool, right on. And as the rest of Lawrence's hip-hop community flees for the coast...
They're all running away.
Well, not exactly.
Yeah.
God bless. Mm-hmm. But Isaac is still here for now, and he's got a new record called Avatar Hotel, and that's what we're going to be listening to and talking about today. And give us a little introduction for the background of how this record came together.
Basically, just over the past few years, while doing other side projects with all different people and the Archetype albums, it's basically just a collection of stuff that kind of fell through the cracks here and there, and then on the back end, some specific songs I thought went with the collection of it.
So. Okay. Did you do most of the production work on this record, the beat making, that type
of
stuff?
No, not at all. I co-produced one beat on the album, and the rest of it is all from people who I've collaborated with on albums or just specifically for to do a couple songs or whatever. And so, you know, if I did a song for somebody's album, I'd usually say, well, let me get one to mine, you know. So
cool. And this one is second track is called Feed Your Ego. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this one.
Feed Your Ego, this is Top Boom from Kansas City produced this beat, and it features Approach. I'm moving swift for spin with a gift within. Writing liquor like Eric, then I'm drunk on Jim. Then I'm stuck on him, then I slide on in. Purve the whole road while I pop my roll. Then I'm off the pole and on the floor. You know the beat is cold, so let it go. Around the globe and back to home. Grab your dome and crush the cone. Cause your boy is on a whole new zone. Leave him alone, let him freak the song. The flavor of the month, but you're probably the punk. Got what you want, I think not wrong. However you gotta get it, should be expected, so we bar no hoes. Go ahead, kid, go ahead, feed your ego. Go ahead, kid, go ahead, feed your ego. Easy as you need it, or hard as you wanna make it, so take control, cause whatever you're waiting on can't save your soul. Go ahead, kid, go ahead, feed your ego. However you gotta get it, should be expected, so we bar no hoes. Go ahead, kid, go ahead, feed your ego. Go ahead, kid, go ahead, feed your ego. Now open your eyes, all of them wide.
So how did you approach this song? Did you did you pick like sort of like some you were talking about, had a topic in mind? How did that come together?
Actually, he came on the song and second thought. Me and Top Boom ended up talking together about who is also Lou Rocha, the cymbal heavy magnate, and we ended up talking together. I really liked a song, an album he did with Brother Moses a long time ago called Landmine. Under his alias Tall Tale. It's a little confusing, but anyway, so we were talking and I really wanted to do some collaboration with him, and he just gave me a CD of like snippets of kind of demo thoughts he was working on for some different projects, and this is a beat on there, and he didn't even think anybody would really be able to use this beat, but as soon as I heard it, I loved it, and I came up with the the hook and the chorus and everything I was talking about in my verse right away. And halfway through working on the song, I was living with Approach, and he heard me working on it, and he said, "Hey, you know, what's that beat? You gotta let me get on that." So I was like, "Okay, that's perfect." And after him, you know, once he said that, I was like, "Yeah, that's a perfect song to get him on." So
cool. Being at the time, you were roommates, friends, all that. Did you have, you know, did you develop a sense where you actually sit down and put, you know, pen to paper together, you know, toss back lyrics back and forth? How's it work exactly?
It just depends. Mostly, we kind of have different working styles. I really don't have any style besides I'm just always doing it. And Approach is more of a project-oriented artist. So he comes up with concepts in his projects and then works specifically for those. And does a lot of work in the studio. Mm-hmm. And so there was very few times that like we convene in the same room and be writing, but usually we would just get ideas. He'd have an idea for his project that somehow I could fit into it, or vice versa, and then we'd, you know, call each other in and say, "Hey, you know, come on here, let me play you this," or, you know, whatever.
So when you say, what's your creative process like, and you say you're kind of just constantly trying to produce, basically, you know, just kind of stay on it?
Yeah, I'm the kind of person, I can't think unless I'm actually doing it. So I have to just keep on shooting out ideas until, you know, I can piece together good ones or develop the good ones, you know. Basically I can't sit there and just think about it and work it all out in my head and then put it down on paper. I have to actually be writing it out and rewriting it and whatever like that, you know. So
cool. This is a track called Session One.
Mm-hmm.
And give us a little background on it.
This is actually produced by Ming and FS, and it's a song I did quite a while ago, and I thought it embodied everything that the album was about, so I put it on there.
So what are some of the records that are getting you excited these days? What kind of recent listening have you been inspired by? Artists or labels or places or anything?
I couldn't say exact labels. I have been listening to the newest Pinback. I like that record a lot. And actually, The Information, Beck's latest album is amazing. I've been listening to that.
And two of the artists that you have listed on your MySpace as influences are Paul Westerberg.
Yeah, actually, I've been listening to Stereo.
Yeah,
an album he came out with.
Yeah,
a few years ago.
I mean, I always knew that your preferences as far as listening are rock.
Pretty,
you know,
varied,
all over the map. Yeah, but I mean, have you ever
more
been
than
in
anything.
A rock band? You ever is that your
a
thing
rock
at
band?
All? Yeah.
Hopefully someday. Yeah. I write all different kinds of lyrics all the time, you know? So, I spent a lot of time at the Mixtape Studios, just for band members and part of that family or whatever. And, you know, on a random day we got together and, we're shooting around ideas and did a, you know, the few people named Nate Holt and Jarrett Fulton and their intern Joaquin were just in there playing and, you know, set a mic up or whatever and just started singing and, you know, they were all kind of like, whoa, never heard anything like that.
Like singing, like, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it was really good. It was like a totally off-the-cuff moment, you know. So hopefully, you know, that piqued their interest enough that we can maybe develop that a little bit. But
yeah,
But with that, I'm so much on the side of working with, you know, this type of stuff that I really don't know too many rock musicians. I'm not really in that right. side of things.
But being in Lawrence,
I mean,
too,
I guess I do know people, but, you know, it's, I feel very awkward if I was to walk up and say, hey, you want to be in my band, Richard?
Well, sure. Thanks for asking. You are working in more live band instrumentation, especially with Archetype.
Yeah, that's true.
And does that surface on this record, or is this more of like hip-hop production ethic?
This record has one song that does feature live musicians. It's called Get More. It's got Luke Stone and another guy playing on it.
Who's awesome.
Who's awesome. He's so awesome, I can't even remember his name right now.
But he's awesome.
I actually do remember his name. His name is Jeff, but I just can't remember his last name.
That's good enough.
But yeah, so that me and a friend produced the beat, and then had the musicians come in and basically recreate it. So
okay, cool. Do you produce? Do you have your hand in that much?
Not really. I'm just now starting to kind of dabble a little bit with that.
Yeah.
As far as like, you know, computer programs, or whatever, and just little pieces of equipment.
Computers.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I used to say, you know, well, that's kind of a little bit cheating. It's a little too easy or whatever. But I mean, it's all dependent on how you work it. And you look at somebody like Lenny D, who uses a computer to produce, and you know, the way that he does it is amazing. You know, it almost grants more credit to working that way. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just depends on what you're actually doing with whatever you're working. But, so yeah, I'm trying to vary my palette a little bit, so I've been getting a little bit into making some music.
Cool. Can you give us a little intro for this song, The Rush?
This song is called Fire.
Okay. And number six. Hey, number five was real short.
Yeah, there's
that's why it's called The Rush.
Yep. It's a few short songs on there. This song is called Fire. It's produced by Sleeper, and it sounds nothing like anything else he's ever produced before or after. It's barely on the opposite side, just staring, minds blank, just waiting for a chance. And when they get it, get back, and time is running on tracks. And this hits deep, it's the king of the meek. With any second, I'll freak your weekend, but then get it discreet, thinking next. Here's one for your head, take it straight as a thread, weaving angles direct from the vocal effects on every ounce of energy descending. Unless I breathe poison, and I'll keep avoiding those who speak no sense, preeminent, gapping and gibberish. When it gets fast, I'm furiously working in these words. You've seen and heard, ID in your dreams, images of a bright beer. Now, got nothing but life, I got nothing to lose. I got nothing to hide, I got nothing to prove. I'm gonna take my time and make my move. And this right here is something for your head to soak up, so listen when it gets you. This right here is something for your head to soak up, so I'm never far from sleep. It's so close. So, you've been performing and writing for, you know, a number of years now in Lawrence, and you have a lot of releases out to your name. How do you think you've developed as a writer? You know, how have you changed as far as what you're writing about or how you approach that? Or I couldn't really say, man. I really have no perspective on
still
that.
Still just think. Isaac.
I'm still just doing my thing, I guess, you know. I don't think I've come to any kind of, you know, momentous occasions where I'm like, all of a sudden I've changed, this is my new way here, you know. I'm pretty yeah. much still doing my thing the same way I have, you know. I mean, as far as like just being creative and just, you know, putting stuff out and making stuff, that's kind of just how I live, you know.
Are you a compulsive like editor when you write, or are you more like let it come out and then just let it be?
I mean, a little bit, it depends, you know. Sometimes every once in a while I do just let it go, and I'm like, I'll come back to this later. But mostly, I'm very obsessive about editing as I'm going along. Everything's totally changing as I'm working with it.
Do you print the lyrics when you put out releases? Do you?
Not really. I'm not when I put it out myself, just because of time and cost.
You want to type up all those words?
I mean, you know, if I wanted to put a little booklet with you know, all the lyrics in it, you know, in a solo release, it'd end up costing a lot of money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But But when, you know, for the Mush release, there is the lyrics printed on the inside, cool. And you know, it's possible I might do that again.
Do you still have a working relationship with Mush? Is that something?
Yeah, the new ID and Sleeper will be out in, I think, March or something of next year. They're going through some changes with their distribution, and so they're kind of on hold a little bit right now, and they have releases backing up. Mm-hmm. But
tell us about the label for people who don't know much about it.
Excuse me. Mush Records is an independent, experimental music and hip-hop group. They started out doing, you know, pretty much experimental hip-hop and beats and stuff. People like Dose One, Deep Puddle Dynamics, and stuff like that. A lot of those people who are involved in that whole circle have put out records on there. Sage Francis has put out records on there. Gel, like I said, Dose One. Cloud Dead was one of their big artists. Right now, Bus Driver's kind of the biggest thing that's come out of that label, and he's actually moved to Epitaph. But so yeah, they're kind of a prominent, respected experimental label, like such as like Anacon. They're pretty much a counterpart to that label. So
cool. Was that really encouraging to get, you know, release out on Mush?
I mean, you know, it was surprising, seeing as how we just sent them a CDR.
Yeah.
You know, and we're like,
dreams,
hey,
do come true.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I've talked about it before, but yeah, me and Sleeper, we made the album, you know, just for ourselves, just thinking, you know, not really thinking too much about what we were gonna do with it, and we sent it to a few people here and there, just randomly, and they got back to us and said, you know, if you need a place to put records out for a while, then we're it. So,
cool.
Yeah, it was definitely a nice surprise, and it was a good thing to hear.
Cool. Is there a plan for Avatar Hotel, or is it going to be self-released?
At this point, it's self-released. I kind of did this for something for people who are fans or into my stuff or whatever. Something special for them. It's kind of a rare thing that's you know, for people who would seek it out or whatever. But I am also using it as somewhat of a kind of demo for a couple of the labels or whatever that we work with, as far as Archetype and ID and Sleeper, to see, you know, what I could pull off for a future solo release. So
cool.
These lonely people have still not spoken.
So we caught the tail end of that one, and we are coming up on
the
track
Scientists.
8, The Scientists.
Mm-hmm.
What's this one all about?
This is a track from Lost Cats. Mm-hmm. We could talk about that when it's done, I guess.
I'll be right there. Beautiful turns in my wonderful work. Guide me over icy oceans on a search never ending. See what I can't see, hurt from holding back in the actions of mad friends. All that's worth more now that I'm gone from the company. Get miles from the shores over the open water. And this is no movie shot on handheld camcorder. I know no borders and hope, no reserve quarter for those trying to give me orders. These are well-known facts and nonsense abstract. It's all the same with the different names they have. Cherish what you give it, I don't care if you take it back. It's only more burden working to free my back. And this is weight on my hands, helps nothing if I can't reach. With open palms, don't think me as a poet. They'll consider this a song, don't see me as an MC. They'll consider this at all. I'm so far gone, you can never go back. You can never go back. I'll be right here. You can never go back. I'm a shark in the sea, hunting the lost city. And that's the way I move like I do. Constantly, you wouldn't stop to breathe. Talk to me when you can fall between philosophies and find your own type of thing. There's a light guiding me. Any direction out of sight is right for me. Your mind can't perceive what these eyes can see. I'm on a different plane entirely. Fire breathing every line of heat. I'm a demon coming for your wife and kids.
So that one, you say, from a project called Lost Cats.
Yeah, it's actually, as I said, most of the tracks on here are kind of fell through the cracks when I was working on different projects. Lost Cats is a project I did with a guy named Eric Johnson, who goes by Natural Disasters when he's producing. He played, he's a reggae and jazz guitars musician from around town. He's played with Brent Berry and the Yards and a lot of other people. And so he kind of took some time out of that and produced a lot of beats and hip hop stuff. And we did a project together that will be coming out somewhat soon. Not sure if that is going to be a independent release or if that's going to be put out by anybody yet. But so this is one of the songs that fell through the cracks on there.
Cool.
It's definitely one of my favorites.
Excellent. So as I mentioned earlier, Approach is going to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Anybody else you know of have plans for moving or anything like that?
For vacating? No. Not that I know of.
Some Lawrence hip hop artists have sort of straddled the line between Kansas City and Lawrence. Perhaps moved mm-hmm. like Miles mm-hmm. Bonney went to Kansas City, and
right, yeah.
And Joe Good.
Skew recently moved up there as well.
Yeah,
Joe Good's actually from Kansas City. He came down here to go to school and then moved back. But
so we were just borrowing him for a little.
Yeah,
while.
We were just borrowing him. other than that, I think Approach is the one going to the coast. Actually, another guy I've doing a little project with. Seymour, who's spun a lot at the Tap Room and everything, he just moved to San Francisco to go to sound school as well. Good old Shirtless, Pleasure Maker, recently moved out there like last year or something like that.
Joe McGuire.
Yeah. Other than that, I can't think of anybody who's moved or is moving soon.
Do you still feel like this is a productive place, you know, for you and
for sure? I mean, it is for me. You know, just sitting there thinking about it for the minute, you know, I realize, you know, how many different projects are going on or whatever. Just
yeah.
For myself, I mean. And other than that, there's so many people around here still doing everything mm-hmm. and new people all the time, so.
Any, like, younger kids that you've seen recently, you know, getting, because the ones that we just mentioned are all probably late 20s, well, mid-20s, mm-hmm. late 20s, you know. But have you seen any younger guys coming up? The Prodigies,
As far as any hip hop, I mean I can't really say I haven't seen any younger kids doing any hip hop shows that I know of.
Maybe they listen to the rock music or something.
Yeah, I mean I really don't know. I really couldn't say. I can say I hope there are
yeah.
some younger kids doing. I know there's a lot of younger kids younger than me who are you know in town who are you know rapping and doing stuff in their bedroom. I don't know if they're actually recording, making songs, or planning on doing any shows or anything like that, or pursuing it. And I'm sure right now on KU campus there's at least, you know, 100 rappers, you know?
Probably a good estimate.
So yeah.
So just MySpace Isaac and, you know.
Yep, yeah. MySpace me and we'll get it going on. We'll get it cracking.
So what's the latest on Archetype? What are you up to? Do you have a record coming out or anything?
Archetype is in the studio. Recording for the third album. We re-released Bleed for them on a Decagon Records kind of like last week. And
where's that located?
Decagon Records is out of Connecticut, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Somewhere in New England, and they have pretty good distribution national and a little bit overseas, so they re-released it. It looks really pretty. And that's a good thing. And then other than that, we're working on the third album, incorporating cool. The live band into
so
the mix.
If people go see Archetype, they will see the whole five players. How many people?
I guess it kind of depends. You know, yeah. The last show we played was me and Jeremy and a DJ. You know?
Okay.
So
it's kind of...
It's a little hit and miss, but for the most part, usually if we're going to play live, it is going to be a full band. Yeah.
Cool. And it is really sweet just to... add that in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, with Jarrett Fulton playing.
Jarrett Fulton, Jake Hirsteiner on the bass. That's like one of the sickest rhythm sections I've ever seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyler Anderson from the Volunteers plays trumpet, and Ryan Wirtz from Invisible Sea or whatever.
Okay.
Jeremy's band plays guitar, so.
Cool. Well, let's get back to this record a little bit. This is track 10. It's called Nice and Easy. What's going on?
This is produced by Miles Bonney directly after we recorded The Find. And so cool. I got to keep it.
The Find was a whole record of Isaac and Miles Bonney. Mm-hmm. Just two of you guys?
Yeah, it was just the two of us.
Cool. And yeah, this one is
nice and
a little
easy.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Back to it. Man, I see now it's true in every case. As you fall to the wind and I resume at pace. Once as one that we can't even relate. The way the cycle circulates and wings turn away. You learn your mistakes while learning breaks. Stakes rise as the days go by. Your most dreams ain't worth the chase. I mean, sure you make your plans. But when a person takes your hand and makes demands, that's it. Serving to satisfaction, I'd rather bend the curve and let you learn. And when that hits you, it burns through your mask and your concerns. Left over's only laughter and no purpose to follow after it close. All that matters is this and that's how it goes. Locked up, stuck at every stop, crush. But every knock is a rush. I wanted to touch. I wanted what's not but shots of love. It's not enough. All I need's a simple thing, and you offer too much. I'm blocked up. At every stop, crush. All I need's a simple thing, and you offer too much. I got some things going on. Delve into my song. Earth mad, hell crazy, and heavenly calm to disarm you. Conquering obstacles beyond good and evil. And you can watch the truth spawn from people's minds. Where open palms greet you eyes. To see who hides and peeks through light. To seize you and keep you blind. To these truths you find when I speak through rhymes. Are these tools refined now? Listen to this.
So what's the significance of the title Avatar Hotel?
Avatar Hotel. An avatar is a person who embodies an idea or in Hinduism or Buddhism. It's a person who embodies a deity, the thought, the idea, the concept of the deity or what they represent. And so I kind of took that in as a metaphor for all the people who produce the music on this, because you know it's so varied. There's about 10 people I think who are featured on the album for making the music, and I just, you know, I basically thought of them as being the avatars embodying the spirits of the songs or whatever, and those songs embodying, you know, their spirit being in the album, whatever. So it's the hotel for the avatars, you know.
Cool. And there's a lot of them.
There is.
But never hit the ground. And when I reach out, my voice is just drowning. The noise is around. I always feel like I'm falling, but man, I've been down. But when I answer my calling, it's all in the sound. And it's a sign of subtlety. We're speaking too loud. How can I reach the crowd over the screaming and shouts? I've got something to say, but couldn't say what it's about. It's more something I feel till I write it all out. Thought you might be rising, but you never meet the clouds. I guess you always think you're flying until you touch down. From a steady glide, and you came crashing to the ground. Captivated how another king was being crowned. And the regrets that you were never next resound. A weight heavy on your chest, making your heart pound. A weight waiting for a check and asking if you're allowed. Could have been one better, but you chose to be the clown. Someone said that life moves with who's around. And whatever you're gonna do, you gotta do it now. So choose to drown or take your tools and bounce. Like one who's proud and keep moving bound. For truth is foul as there is to be found. Stay, or are you losing your ground, kid? Are you falling away? I cannot feel like I'm falling when I'm already down. I always feel like I'm falling and never hit the ground. When I reach out, my voice is just drowning. The noise of the crowd. I always feel like I'm falling when I'm already down. I cannot feel like I'm falling and never hit the ground. And when I reach out, my voice is just drowning. The noise of the crowd.
All right, so all in all, 19 songs on Avatar Hotel. Where can people pick this up if they want to find it?
At this point, you can pick it up through me, pretty much.
So go to Isaac's house.
Go to my house,
knock
on the door. you'd have to contact me through you know, MySpace or
go to a show.
Go to a show, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
what about like Love Garden or Keefe's?
You might be able to get it at Love Garden.
Maybe. Depending on whether Isaac goes there after this podcast.
Exactly. Depending on if they decide they want to sell it.
I'm sure they would. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and the MySpace is / Isaac, I-S-A-A-C, Deal, not the way his last name is spelled, D-E-A-L. So that's the MySpace. And thanks for coming in.
No problem, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.